This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the last hour of the show. And yes, as I promised, I'm joined on the line by a producer who is the mastermind behind most of your favorite hits, man. Two-time South African Hip Hop Awards nominee for Producer of the Year. He's got that platinum status, man, and he joins me on the line. Adventure Family, help me welcome on the line, Heck, Cut the Lights. Yo, Heck.
What's up?
What's good, brother?
Shout out for having me.
Yeah, man.
Happy Women's Day. Every day is the Women's Month.
Every day, you know, all day.
For all the special ladies in our life that are listening.
You know the vibes.
Happy Women's Day every day.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes. So, my brother, are you good? Is everything well? I love the energy, man. You know, I thought maybe you'd be tired from the stew or something, but I'm loving the energy.
I'm in the studio right now.
You
this
see?
Is a happy place.
I knew. Well, there's no other way, bro. So, but I need to ask you this, Heck. I mean, Heck, Cut the Lights. What's the story behind this name, and how did we get, you know, here from Isaiah?
Obviously, like, I went to a Christian school, and, like, I was a big fan of history. So I was just like fantasized by the whole idea of, like Greek mythology and like gods and everything. And I just felt like I needed to make a statement. So Hercules was like the closest thing to like half god, half man.
Okay.
Yeah, but then every single time I searched Hercules, like I couldn't find myself on the internet. It was always Disney. So and then I had to restructure the name, and then one day my friend, my homie, was like, "Yo, Heck, Cut the Lights," and I'm like, "Oh, that's it, that's it." And it also feels like a statement. It's not just one word, you know. It's like statement, like, you know, with even the Zulu people, how they announce their families, like the whole statement. I just wanted something that replicates that feeling.
But with that, do you ever, you know, find yourself having to explain your name a lot?
Yeah, because it's weird. A lot of people, like, even with the pronunciation, a lot of people, like, struggle. They call me Heck, you know?
Oh. You know, we make it black, like, we take it to the black side.
Yeah, but it's been dope, like, with the questions, because it also made me understand more of what it was. Because in the beginning, I didn't, but then it was, like, actually coming together with the more questions that I got asked. So, yeah.
But now, since you say a lot of people pronounce it wrong, maybe you can pronounce it on air so that everyone hears how we actually pronounce it. Maybe I was also pronouncing it wrong.
It's Herc.
Like, oh, so you were listening to me and you're like, yeah, what's up, Bash? You know, but it's all good. Can't think you're here, so you're saying, oh, this man, you must twang it a bit. It's Herc.
Yeah,
Hercules. Okay, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take it back to 2017 when, you know, you're putting your stuff on SoundCloud and pushing. Did you think, you know, you'd get to this point where, you know, everyone wants Herc and to have a hand in their song? How did it feel, man, when the call started coming in?
I mean, it started really feeling overwhelming in 2018, because 2017 was, like, obviously, I was just making beats in the bedroom because I didn't really have the opportunity to go to school. So all I could do is literally just make beats every day, And then one of my songs ended up with DJ Maparisa in 2017. And he dropped it without us even linking, but then it's crazy because he used to work at a studio that's close to my house.
Wow.
And then, and yeah, the homie took me to the place. So it was overwhelming because I was at the house almost every day, on the couch, he'd mentor me, you know, he'd teach me, introduce me to, like, different artists, you know. That's how I got to learn the versatility of the sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it became really overwhelming. But then, obviously, being around him and a lot of people, I was able to calm down way quicker than I thought, yeah.
That is so amazing. And speaking about, you know, DJ Maparisa and them, I mean, you've worked with a number of different artists, from Maparisa to Wizkid, Davido, Pretty Ugly, Focalistic. I mean, the list goes on, man. And I mean, you know, they all have that different vibe. So how do you, you know, ensure that your unique touch also still keeps the identity in the song?
Like, that's why we're always in the studio, because, like, for us, it's like, it's like an emotion, and we're always trying to translate a message. So, like, it's even like with Blackie, the first two songs that I made with him, I sent him the beat, but then every other song I made after that, we were in studio together. So then, like, he would just, like, put his foot on the floor four times, and then, like, we'll try, like, come up with a new sound constantly. And even with Pretty Ugly, because he has a different way of thinking.
Yeah.
When we in studio, like, it feels different. And how he articulates also kind of feels different. So I'm basically just a tool for the artist to express their emotion. And that's why I think every sound with each and every artist is different, because every artist is a different person.
Nah, bro, you really have that power. That's why, you know, you're half man, half God. You did say you are Herc. You are him. Makes sense now. Makes sense. But nonetheless, you recently, you know, dropped a beautiful song, man, with Java Blackie and Young Stunner, titled Tola Kuwe, right? And, you know, I want to find out from you. Let's talk a bit about this song, what it means, you know, to you, and what message are you hoping to get across with this jam?
It's basically the journey of love, you know, and where you get the source of love from. I initially, like, made the song. When I made it, I didn't think about what is being said in the song until one day I went home and I was, like, kind of depressed. And then my mom explained the song to me. And every single time I go home, it's like I feel energized. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started to love myself again.
Wow.
And then through that, I started to love, like, understand the love that the mother has always had in my life. Because, you know, when you're a kid, sometimes you don't understand why your parents make decisions until
100%.
You become an adult.
Yes.
And, like, the abundance of love through that, learning how to love other people, and even, like, your spouse and your friends.
Mm.
So this is just about the journey of love and learning to love yourself so that you can, you know, be friendly with everyone. Because I feel like that's what the Bible is about. The Bible is about love.
100%. You know? 100%.
So,
wow, man, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. That actually touched me, man, you know. A big shout out for you. So is the single, you know, maybe leading to a body of work, maybe?
We actually just finished filming the video. So hopefully that can come out pretty dope and we can articulate the message.
All right. No, okay. And before I let you go, my bro, you know, would you like to say, you know, anything to your Limpopo fans that are tuned in right now?
No one really knows what you're doing until you get it done. Believe in yourself. You know, sometimes it may seem crazy, but if you really love it, God will provide. Believe in yourself.
100%. Herc, thank you so much for that, my brother. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for the time.
I'm about to drop your jam. So all the best for your future endeavors, and do have a beautiful day further, my brother. You notice. And that's how we rock it up, man. It is Herc. You heard him. It is actually Herc, right? Herc, cut the lights.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.